How does a kid born and raised in the Bronx, New York, become an Avalanche fan? The team moved from Quebec when I was only 5, but my uncle, who was the biggest sports influence of my life, declared my cousin a Ducks fan and me an Avalanche fan. So now I'm a 5-year-old kid here, pretty much knowing nothing about hockey except for my parents being Ranger fans and not knowing anything except for my uncle tells me that he's reading in the Daily News. So that was my day-to-day, getting updates on what my team was doing. But, you know, as a kid, you pick it up, and I wanted to know. You know, I would ask him, you know, Uncle Sammy, what did the Avalanche do last night? Did the Avalanche play? And lo and behold, that first season ended up being so magical for the Avalanche. You know, I can remember just asking him through every step, being so anxious because, you know, only months before I start learning the game of hockey at such a young age and not really being able to watch too much on TV, especially specifically Avs games. But then through the playoffs, you know, and the Canucks, the Blackhawks, the Red Wings, actually making it to the Stanley Cup and being a 5-year-old kid and, you know, finding out that your team just won the Stanley Cup. You know, it was exciting, and, you know, I was lucky enough that year them actually physically winning in 96. I got to see the Yankees end up winning in 96, and, you know, my whole life as a sports fan just, you know, took off. You know, when it really became something for me that I really just kind of grasped and just became obsessed with was probably around the time, maybe 2 seasons later when I was about 8, and, you know, my parents were then separated, and I would go spend time at my dad's, and I can remember staying up so late watching the 98 and 99 seasons, specifically the playoffs those 2 years when they had lost to the Stars in both conference finals. I just remember staying up so late for both of those game sevens and just being so upset, you know, when they lost. And then, you know, 2 years later, being able to watch that 2000-2001 season, and I can so specifically remember watching Game 7 against the Devils. I was at my cousin's grandmother's house, and I was just all alone watching in their bedroom, just seeing the clock tick down and the Avalanche celebrate. And, you know, when I was 5 and they won, it was exciting, but there was a disconnect because I wasn't physically watching the games, and just being able to see the Avalanche just celebrate the way that they did, you know, winning the Stanley Cup Finals that year, it was just so amazing. You know, I can remember my mom buying me a Stanley Cup shirt and a Stanley Cup hat that they were selling in the streets of Manhattan, and just being able to be so excited for my team winning it. And, you know, it was always pretty difficult, you know, being in New York and, you know, being an Avalanche fan when all my friends were either not hockey fans or Ranger fans, Devil fans, whatever the case may be, you know, that I had something that I was able to hold on to so tightly. And I maintained it. You know, when something happens that young to you, you know, there's no way really to let it go. You know, it doesn't matter who your friends are fans of or whatnot. That was just something that I took, and I ran with it. And it became such an important part of my life, you know, growing up. You know, I was never much of an athlete, but I always was obsessed with sports. And I knew that I wanted to surround myself around it. You know, fast forward to what's going on in my life now, you know, I have a master's degree in sports management. I was lucky enough to blog about the Avalanche for so many years, and not even being somebody who is big into writing, but it just, you know, you take something that you're passionate about, and I ran with it, and I really, really enjoyed my time doing that, and it's really molded a lot of what I do now. Being that, you know, I do digital media, and that all started because of the fact that I wanted to promote any of the blogging that I did. And, you know, it's been a really important part of my life. You know, it's crazy to think that a fandom could really change you in so many ways. And obviously, I'm a huge Yankee fan. I'm a huge Giant fan. You know, I'm into basketball. I'm a Net fan there. But just the way I became an Avalanche fan at such a young age, you know, it was different. Because I didn't have anybody else who was an Avalanche fan that I could share that with. So it became something that was just mine. You know, it was pretty cool, too, how much of things just happened down the line. You know, my best friend in grad school just happened to be an Avalanche fan, too. So it was something I was able to connect on him, you know, so many years later. My dad lives in Denver now. You know, he moved out there a couple years ago, and I got to visit him. Me and my wife went down there, and we saw two Avalanche games, and seeing them in person for the first time was just, it was so amazing. You know, that those teams weren't even good then. That was when the Avalanche were going through their slumps, but just being able to see the Avalanche in person, sitting at the Pepsi Center, you know, going to a practice and meeting the guys afterwards, you know, getting the autographs from guys who aren't even on the team now, you know, Kevin Porter and, you know, Greg Maldon and all these great guys who, it was just, it was excitement beyond, you know, anything. Like I said, that the Avalanche was something that I just had for myself, and being able to kind of spread that later on, you know, making my wife get into hockey, and she really enjoyed it. Now passing that on to my daughter, you know, being able to watch her in her adorable little Avalanche gear and hockey's on, and you know, she's obsessed with the white ice, and just being able to watch it, and it's so fast paced, and she really gets into it. It's something now that I can share and spread, and it's just, it's been really important to me. You know, it seems silly, but there's something about that passion of a sports fan, and specifically for me, the Avalanche have been such an important part of that. And I'm really grateful to be able to share that now with not just my family, but with the Avs fam. And, you know, it's just, it's been a really nice community, you know, going through the years back in Mile High Hockey, and then, you know, Twitter, and being able to share, you know, Avs moments with that, you know, being part of the game every day, you know, watching at night, you know, specifically very late over here in New York, but being able to watch games and, you know, share opinions with the fans online, you know, just being a part of the community has been something I've really enjoyed, and I look forward to many more years of it. Thanks, guys.